Well, come back. I'm listening to Elvis. I just can't even focus. I just love that man. And I love how he wrote that song about me and my wife. This is the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. You can call or email if you'd like, but we're in the last segment, and I want to thank you very much for joining the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. Today we discussed money, money in the family, how who makes more might affect us. I think it's a pretty powerful topic, and it's one in which generations have different views. I'm really proud of my son embracing some of the old-fashioned views and how he's handled money and his relationship with his girlfriend. But it's not necessarily commonplace, and I think Pastor Drew also indicated how it's changing among his generation and among the kids that he teaches and preaches to at his church. We had the guests today were Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. He can be reached at bettermen.org. And Pastor Drew Sams was our guest for Teen Wrap. For our single parent dating segment, we had the cyber dating expert Julie Spira, who can be reached at julie@cyberdatingexpert.com. Speaking of women and speaking of my son's girlfriend, her birthday was yesterday. And she was sweet 16. And I think I need to devote just a moment to honor Logan on her 16th birthday. I am going to sing a song, and this will be the true prize. I don't know if any of you will remember where this song came from, because I'm not going to do happy birthday. Anybody can do happy birthday. So here we go, Logan. Happy 16th birthday, and this is for you. Put another candle on your birthday cake, your birthday cake, your birthday cake. Oh, put another candle on your birthday cake. You're another year old today. Hey, happy birthday, Logan. Well, what else do we want to talk about? I want to tell you about future topics of our show, because they'll include the subjects of my weekly column, including parenting issues, gender issues, marital ups and downs, divorce, being a single mom or dad, men's issues, raising boys, and lots more. I don't write or talk much about raising girls because I didn't have any. I think of myself as the layman expert. I'm not a book-learned expert on parents. I'm just someone who's lived a lot of life. Next week's subject will be finding your passion, about how both our kids and us as parents need to find our passion in life for work and more. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press, right there on page 2 of the first section. As the last commercial also indicated, we are still looking for sponsors for our show, and I can't imagine who wouldn't want to sponsor this wonderful show. You can contact me directly or contact the radio station about that. You know, we had great music on the show today, and there is a local resident here that I am dying to get a hold of. So please, somebody who knows Jeff Berry, the quintessential brilliant 60s songwriter, tell him I want to get a hold of him. I've lost his number. I've misplaced it. He wrote so many songs, and since I'm in an S theme, he even wrote Sugar Sugar. I don't know if you remember who did that quintessential pop silliness, but it was the Archies, and I even think Jeff Berry was one of them. But he also wrote so many classic songs like the Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, and all of Phil Spector's many wonderful hits, not all of them, but most of the ones, including other songs like Manfred Mann's Doo-Wah Diddy. So Jeff Berry, if you're out there, please, I miss you. Let's get a hold of each other. You can reach me anywhere, online or elsewhere. Call in, please. Now, questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, but you can write or call ahead of time or whenever you want to bruce@brucesallen.com. That's S like Spector.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the irreplaceable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. And third, the man who makes me look good on the video feed. Though I know he's going to change the angles of the camera to not feature my bald spot, but that's why I've been wearing a hat lately. That's Dylan Haley, the behind-the-scenes technical genius. And of course, the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.